Appendix. Stabilizing meditation exercises. The first stage in this exercise is to find an appropriate time and suitable place to practice, one that is as calm and peaceful as possible. Find a time when you know that you are not going to be disturbed for a period of at least 5 to 10 minutes. If you wish, you can take your telephone off the hook or switch off the ringer. Or if you have a separate room, such as a study, where you know that you cannot hear the telephone, that is very good. Creating such a time and quiet space is important. Once you have successfully achieved the proper environment, then you can begin to undertake the formal sitting practice. The next step is to assume the proper sitting position and posture. Sit in a position that is most comfortable. You can sit on a chair or on a cushion on the floor, or if you find it more comfortable, you can even lie on your back on a bed, although in that case, you should take care not to fall asleep. Whatever posture you adopt, it is crucial to keep your spine straight. Keep your arms in a relaxed position, your eyes slightly open, or you can keep them closed. If you choose to keep your eyes slightly open, your gaze should be directed downward, but without purposely looking at or focusing on any particular object. Your mouth should be closed, but the jaw relaxed, with the tongue slightly touching the upper palate, just behind the top front teeth. It is important to ensure that there is no strain on any part of your body which might distract your attention. Once you have adopted the correct posture, relax your shoulders while taking deep breaths. Then resolve that during this period of mental discipline, you will try to retain the focus of your mind and will not allow it to wander aimlessly. This resolution is like setting the tone for a conversation. Take a couple of deep breaths and release them slowly. Breathe deeply from the abdomen such that the abdomen rises and falls as you breathe in and out. This breathing will help calm your mind and reduce the intensity of the constant thoughts that generally run through your mind. With this physical and mental preparation, you can then engage in the following exercises. Exercise A. Number 1. After taking the deep breaths, from 3 to 7, depending on how many you need to reach a certain degree of settled mind, you should then return to breathing normally. Allow the breath to flow in and out freely, effortlessly, while maintaining your focus on the activity of breathing itself the whole time. As you inhale, simply observe the breath coming in, and as you exhale, simply notice the breath going out. Your mind should be in a neutral state, impartial, free of judgment. Do not exert your mind. Let it rest naturally on the simple activity of breathing. You should repeat this process for as long as you can. Number 2. No doubt many thoughts will arise, and your mind will begin to drift as your mind begins to wander. Just observe this happening and then bring it back in focus. Take a couple of deep breaths, as explained before, and then direct your attention to your breathing once again. Initially, you can begin the practice of formal sitting for 5 to 10 minutes. As you progress and your ability to remain focused on the simple activity of breathing becomes longer, you can gradually increase the length of time of formal sitting. Exercise B. Some individuals, particularly those with more active minds, may find the first exercise to be a bit difficult, at least in the beginning stages of practice. These individuals may find another variation of the meditation to be more effective. The variation involves counting the breaths in addition to observing the breath. Some people find that counting helps them maintain their attention on the breath. Here, go through the same preparation of body and mind. Number 1. After taking a couple of deep breaths, direct your attention to your breathing. As before, you should breathe normally, allowing your breaths to flow in and out effortlessly. Now, instead of simply observing the breaths, you should mentally count your breaths. Count each round of inhalation and exhalation as one unit. So as you inhale and then exhale, mentally count 1, then 2, 3, and so on. Initially, you could count up to 10, 15, or 21, depending on how long you can retain your attention without being distracted. Number 2. As your mind begins to wander, simply note that this is happening and bring it back in focus. Take a couple of deep breaths, as before, and then resume breathing and counting. Initially, it is better if you keep the session of your sitting relatively short, say 5 to 10 minutes. However, as you make progress in your mental discipline, your ability to remain focused in meditation will increase naturally. Whichever of the two exercises you may choose to do, it is important to maintain a regular system of practice. The routine and regularity of your practice itself will bring a degree of discipline and focus to your life. As you become familiar with this kind of deliberate, formal sitting exercise, you will gradually acquire the ability to cultivate a settled mental state that you can then successfully direct to any chosen topic. In this way, you will be able to overcome many of the problems that arise simply as a result of an unfocused, undisciplined mental state.